All right. Yeah, because we need to do them per BOE number, because they're two parcels.
Are you done with the financials?
Yes. There you go. I understand. Yeah, there's.
We're looking at some numbers here. We're trying to be consistent with what we're doing with some other hotels based on the COVID year. For some people, it's been advantageous to provide 3 years of income statements, and sometimes the income approach can drop the value even more. It's kind of hard to do when you got these two combined with the income approach. The card that you got sent with those values is based on a simply cost approach. What would it take to build that same property today's, if that's accurate? So we have been looking at these hotel properties and giving you haven't been assessed again since about four years ago, I guess.
Okay.
We've been looking at.
I was just like, okay, I hear you talking stuff.
All right. So we're looking at. Do you want me to make a motion?
Let's make a motion.
On BOE 268, I would move to reduce the appraised value to $5,891,187.
Let's just hold there.
Okay.
I'll second that motion. All in favor of the motion, state aye.
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 And on BOE 269.
Motion stands. BOE 268 is $5,891,187 on BOE number 269.
I would move that we reduce the value to $1,996,482.
All right. I second that motion. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Motion stands. BOE number 269. The appraised value is changed to $1,996,482. Daryl, you're going to get a letter in the mail from the county in about a week and a half, stating the value change on those two properties, those two parcels. Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
All right,
bye. I know we're going to get to Jeffrey Foster. I just see Beth and Burge Hammond right here in my notes. I'm going to try to give them a phone call since they tried giving us a call. Hey, Beth, this is Jeff Reynolds, Tane County Board of Equalization. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for calling me back. I don't know what happened the last phone call, but I appreciate you calling me back now.
Absolutely. We catch you okay time?
You betcha. This is perfect. So if you need to know my numbers, I know I start with 270 and go up.
Wow, you're on the ball. So we're right at, we're at 270 right here. And
okay.
Do you have I'm guessing that you would have a classification issue. Is that what you're discussing?
Yes. I mean, and I don't think you need to hear all this stuff again. You know, we got those two statutes that we're talking about, but also most importantly, you know, it's just seeing these to be class residential instead of commercial. And so, I mean, so that's all my points are as well. So we just needed to cross that. Now I have five properties that are used as nightly rentals, and then I do have one property that I use as a monthly rental that I rent out to one of my cleaning gals. So that one is not a nightly rental, but that is not classed at all commercial on your card. So you have that correct.
Okay. So just so you're aware, Beth, and we've had a fair amount of nightly rental folks that do it quite a bit in here today and yesterday. We are not making any determinations today. We're going to be realistically looking at it next week. We're just wanting to hear from everybody. We have a record number of appeals, not all of them, but a good majority are ones like yours that are classification changes.
Yes.
So, Do you only own some here? Do you own some other places? Or
no, I love Taney County. All my properties are in Taney County, so that's why I'm so appreciative that you guys are going to try to get this figured out correctly by the law. Because all the properties that I own are in Taney County.
Very good. So, and just so you're aware, I mean, there are good, really good people on both sides of this issue, and it is not a real clear thing as far as the statutes go, and even some of the case law is very difficult, and we're just a civilian. People up here that are making determinations, but we are trying to listen to everybody, make some type of middle ground determination, and I'm certain it's not going to be perfect. I don't think there is a perfect one solution to this, but do you have anything in particular that you would like to voice?
You know, everybody else has pretty much crossed all my points, and so it's going to waste your time to talk about them again. But the only thing that I was questioning, like, I didn't get an updated card with all commercial. I'm still broke out by residential and commercial. And, you know, she was saying earlier, well, then you're, like, some of my properties went up 44%, okay? But I'm still on my card split out between residential and commercial. And, you know, my number of nights have not changed that drastically. So I really do not think that that's the only issue. Because, you know, before someone was saying, well, it's just because your number of nights. My number of nights have not varied 44%. I know they haven't.
Have you been reporting nights for some number of years or something?
I have done that every year I've been asked. Every year I'm asked. Every year I get the letter. I send it in with my number of nights every year.
I'm going to go through and ask a couple of your card. I'd like to see what's on your card number. If, on the 860, right? Do you have those cards handy by any chance, Beth?
Yeah, I do. I sure do. Right?
Okay. On your 860 Reinhardt Road, what's the valuation number that you have?
So you want my assessed?
No, the appraised. So the appraised on 2021.
Okay, my card says 593,142.
Which number are we on?
BOE 270. Okay, and then can you, number one, Broswell Circle?
Yep.
The appraised 2021 amount, if you could share that with me.
It says 258,060. So did I not get an updated card then?
Yeah, she should have, because, see, we printed it out. It did go out.
I never received an updated card.
Okay. Now, so then,
on that is, even without the updated card, mine went up over 40% on some of them, not all of them.
Can I ask what your one on 888 State Highway F is?
Sure. That one says 203,480.
I'm going to go to 1182 Tate Road.
That one says 435,550.
186 Fair Lane Drive.
That one says 125,800.
And 8345 State Highway 248.
And that is the one that I use as a monthly rental. And that one, so I don't think that really applies, but that one says 49860.
Okay,
are you withdrawing that one?
I don't have any. That one is not. That's not in question because, like I say, I used that one as a monthly rental for one of my cleaning gals who wanted to move to the area, and I was happy to have her come.
Okay, so here's what's happened, Beth. Those cards went out before the classification change happened, and I'm I mean, it's, I don't know if you heard Scott Roberts that was in here. You know, the numbers that you have on your card are actually not the correct number. It's worse. The card, it's.
Oh gosh.
Yes. So that was not with the classification change. So like your 860 Reinhardt instead of 593,142, it was 639,760.
So
at any rate, I can go on and on. All of them are higher than the number that you had. I'm not sure what we, I mean.
I want to ask you, do you all happen to have the, well, first of all, I'm going to ask you, Beth, let's use one of yours as an example. Which one did you say went up 40%?
For example, Reinhardt did, and that was on this card before, so then this one isn't even correct, and that was 40% before that. So, see what I'm saying? It doesn't necessarily make sense what you guys were saying before, oh, it's just the number of nights, because my number of nights would have never changed that much. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so.
But I understand what you're saying too, that the cards were wrong. I get it.
So, on the percentage, And this is on the nightly rentals, it's very hard to calculate the percentages on the appraised values because the appraised values fluctuate even on a last year basis, they fluctuate just a bit.
Sure.
It's easy. I mean, as far as percentage of change difference, it's easier to factor on the appraised amount versus the assessed amount. Just because even if you were reporting, you know, those numbers can be different. So it adjusts a little bit different on the appraised amount, or I'm sorry, on the assessed amount.
How much did the appraised amount go up from, how much did the, on this Reinhardt, how much did the appraised amount go up?
I mean, the appraised amount went from 593,142 to 639.
No, we're just using her figure. She said even her figure that she has in her card went up from last the year before.
Oh, okay. Well, let's look at
that. And I was probably looking at the, you're right, I was probably looking at the, you know what, I moved away from my desk with my calculator to make sure it wasn't my issue with bad reception, so I'm not at my desk right now, but I probably did figure my numbers on the assessed value. I probably did.
Well, Scott did too. And you would think that they would normally be what's the difference, but on these it makes a difference.
Okay.
What is the appraised?
The appraised value in 2020, I just figured it up, was $400,435,842.
Okay, so we've got a significant bump, even though it was a mixed use, it remained a mixed use classification. We still have a significant bump. I don't even know where we're at.
There's an issue with these cards. Significant. That means something done.
Well, I mean, there's certainly an issue with the value that we need to correct, and that's what we're here for.
Well, but if these cards went out.
Let me double check my numbers.
Well, we're not going to hold her to this number. We're going to hold it to
I'm not really even happy with what we did for Scott Roberts, because Scott, that really wasn't even a real, there is an issue with the cards that went out that had the residential old way of doing it on there. And they weren't even notified that the increased amount that I'm sitting here looking at has.
Here's what their 2020 appraised value is.
Okay, so
I messed up when I
it was the
so it's 570. It's gone from 570 to 593.
Yes,
all of these. See, okay. See if she's okay. Got the. So went out on the second mailing.
You only went up about 23,000 on appraised value if we use your card. Is that right? 570 to 593. We're not using the 645 if she didn't get the card. Right?
Okay. Right, I didn't.
He went for five.